Members of two legislative committees today heard some details about a plan to expand treatment for opioid addiction to several hundred more Mainers. As Mal Leary reports, the surge in overdoses last year to one death a day helped drive the proposal.
Appearing before a joint meeting of the legislature's Appropriations Committee and Health and Human Services Committees, Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew said the $4.8 million plan would provide treatment services for about 400 additional Mainers. It was developed after Democrats insisted more funding to address the drug crisis be included in the emergency budget, now before the Appropriations Committee. Mayhew emphasized that the proposal is built on a model of care already approved by federal officials, one that involves primary care providers.
It is not residential treatment, so I want to be crystal clear about that. Many of you are familiar with patient-centered medical homes. It is about building upon a primary care role.
Mayhew says other states, like Vermont, have successfully received federal waivers to provide treatment services based on the primary care model. Implementing the plan will require emergency state rulemaking, as well as federal approval, since the plan relies on some federal Medicaid dollars.
This is a model not only are they familiar with, but this is a model that they have been encouraging states to adopt.
The proposals being presented to the committees in the form of an amendment to the supplemental budget for this year. If approved, it's expected to take several months to get services in place. But Democratic Senator Kathy Breen of Falmouth says she sponsored the amendment as one more step toward helping to expand treatment for opioid addiction. She says she understands it's just that, a first step.
The amendment would provide an additional $2 million in state funding for treatment, including medication-assisted therapy, for uninsured Mainers, the population least able to access treatment at this time.
The proposal is focused on medication-assisted treatment, considered the gold standard and the only evidence-based treatment for patients with heroin and opioid addiction when combined with behavioral therapy. Some lawmakers, such as Republican Representative Stedman Seavey of Kennebunkport, say they will support the proposal in the emergency budget, but Seavey remains skeptical of certain types of drug treatment unless it includes a residential component.
I think behavior modification is very, very hard to do for any particular individual. Otherwise, if it weren't so, I'd be 30 pounds thinner. But particularly with drugs, I think you need to take that sort of person right out of the environment and put them in a different environment.
One of the challenges facing lawmakers is getting a handle on how many Mainers need treatment. DHHS statistics show that last year, there were more than 8,600 Mainers who received medication-assisted treatment, but many providers say they have long wait lists for services. According to the National Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, only 11% of those with an addiction in this country are getting treatment for it. In December, DHHS announced it was shifting funding to create 359 slots for the uninsured to receive drug treatment. The department now pegs the current statewide wait list for treatment at just 234. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.